And good evening, everybody. Welcome into Sports Talk on this Wednesday. I'm Scott Beatty alongside Scott Ritchie. We are live at the State Farm Center where Illinois basketball will tip off against Austin Peay at 7 o'clock tonight. Scott and I have an abbreviated Sports Talk, and then we flip into Illini game day mode as we get ready for the basketball game in earnest. Plenty to get to, though, in our abbreviated program. Scott Ritchie, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good to see you. Big news today for Illinois Athletics. As the announcement, you probably just heard in our newscast, the announcement made by Josh Whitman of the new Demergen facility for both soccer and track and field. Josh Whitman making that announcement, and along with a whole host of the Demergen family who are the benefactors, were there, and Janet Rayfield, head coach for Illinois soccer, Mike Turk, head coach for track and field for both men's and women's. And it's been a long time coming for this facility that got announced today.
Yeah, and Illinois track was displaced from its first home 30 years ago when Memorial Stadium underwent its first round of renovations. And Illinois soccer was started 20 years ago, and you know, they have a shared facility that they've used for those combined 20 years. So it's splitting them apart, sort of. I mean, they'll be next door neighbors still, but it's a project that found its way to the top of Illinois' to-do list.
Let's get to some of the other headlines today, and we'll circle back around that. Two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning will be back with the New York Giants after he had been benched. Just, you know, in case you're watching that for your fantasy team or whatever, he's been put into the starting lineup against Dallas on Sunday. Meanwhile, the NFL looking to adding targeting as a specific category for video review. Troy Vincent, the league's football operations chief, says it's on the agenda to discuss with the competition committee and the players' union after the season. Reports that Roger Goodell has signed a five-year extension to be commissioner of the NFL, according to a letter obtained by ESPN. That would be worth about $200 million over the life of the contract. That's about $40 million annually. Thank you very much.
Sure, he deserves that much, I guess.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess.
Not.
The finalists for the AP College Football Player of the Year are the same as your Heisman finalists. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, Stanford running back Bryce Love, and Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson. I know you're a voter in the top 25. Do you vote in this as well?
Bob is our football
voter. Oh, that's right.
Excuse
me. Your basketball.
For everything. So, yeah. I don't know that he has a vote for that, but I do believe he does have a Heisman vote to go with his top 25 vote. And I think a couple other of the rather numerous postseason awards for football. So we'll have to tap Bob and see what he's got coming with his upcoming votes.
Penn State's Saquon Barkley's Offensive Player of the Year for the second straight season in the AP All-Big Ten Conference team. That matches what the league handed out as well. Josie Jewell, Iowa linebacker, Defensive Player of the Year. A couple of the other things going on. But let's circle back around here to this new facility that was announced, Demergen Park. Will host both Illinois soccer and track and field. Soccer will get two new fields, one a competition field and one a practice field, while then the current facility that is both track and soccer will get redone to be just track. And the head coach of that program, Mike Turk, talked about that. And actually, during his address to the media, actually just turned and addressed the Demergen family. Here's what he had to say.
I think when you look at our facilities, this is more than a home for us. Okay, we have no home. Right? I've been out there for 12 years standing in the middle of that field. And I don't think you can understand the kind of gratitude that I have for our program towards you for your gift. And I can promise you from the bottom of my heart that this gift will never be overlooked by our student athletes. They will always be grateful for that. We will always make sure that they're appreciative of what they have.
That's Mike Turk talking about that. I think it was known widely that soccer and track and field had basically the worst facilities, well, or no facilities, amongst all the athletic programs at U of I. It's about time. And I know that there are other things on that list, but it's good to see them get this first. I guess after football.
That's something that Josh Whitman said was track and soccer might not have been at the top of that list when they when he first arrived and was looking at facilities and what needed to be upgraded.
So the Case Keenum is
they were trying to for all of those to match donor interest with specific sports and specific upgrades, and just so happened that they found that for soccer and for track, so they leapfrogged to the top.
Also had a chance to catch up with Illinois women's soccer coach Janet Rayfield and her reaction to getting some new facilities finally.
Janet, congratulations. How long have you known about this, and how giddy have you been about it?
It's been a process. I spoke with Karen Richard, 4 or 5 weeks ago, prior to them actually making the commitment, just about what their vision might be, what my vision might be. And, over the last few weeks when we've known that it was actually going to come to fruition, it's been pretty much an early Christmas for me, probably as giddy as a 5-year-old on Christmas morning.
It's no secret that the facilities have been really lacking for soccer and for track as well. How much patience have you had to exercise over the years? I imagine as you saw some of the other facilities in the conference and across the country get upgraded, I could see frustration building.
Well, I think for us, we focused on the things that we did have. And one of the things I love about Illinois and about Illinois athletics is it's never been about the stuff. It's been about the people and the experiences that those people can provide the student athletes. And that's really what we've sold. I think this just gives us a home to celebrate that. And certainly as we recruit young student athletes, their ability to see what that means and the future that they can have as a result of that. So we realized that the facilities probably were behind, but what we had to offer was still some of the best of the best. And so because of that, I don't think there was ever a frustration in that. It was just making sure we could tell our story.
Well, I think it's remarkable the commitment you've had through the years to the program. Is there any aspect of it that you're most excited about? In addition, obviously, what it'll do to the student athletes. Hey, a cool perk for you, maybe? Are you getting a new office or something?
I think one of the things that, as you say, make it more efficient for the student athletes, it certainly makes it more efficient for us. I think the thing I'm most excited about is the building for them and the practice field for us. We now have essentially double the space that we have. We have the ability to preserve our game field and make it pristine when we compete on it, but yet enough space for us to really become teachers of the game on a daily basis. So, there's so many pieces of it. I'm excited about for our medical staff to have a space to treat. I'm excited about our athletes. I'm excited about our coaches being able to have space to coach. So this project touches every single aspect of our program.
Of course, now there's new patience you have to have because the announcement comes out, but buildings take a while to be built, so you have to wait a little bit for that.
Well, the exciting thing is we really only have to wait a year to be playing on a new field, and, that's pretty exciting. We get to send this one out. It's not too often that you go, you get to be the last team to play on this field, and what kind of legacy are you going to leave, and then you get to be the first team on the next field. So the next 2 years are going to be an exciting time for us.
Janet, thanks for your time. Congrats.
Oh, thank you.
Illinois women's soccer head coach Janet Rayfield on the reaction of the new Demergen Park that, as you heard her say, will get them a new field in time for 2019, but the stadium won't be built until 2020. Pretty cool. Of course, it does beg the question, what's next on that hit list for facility improvements? You go to the Illinois Renaissance website, it hints at coming soon to other things that they want to tackle, and it's no secret there that baseball and softball are due for some upgrades, and there's always been talk of a one-stop shop for all of the Olympic sports to have a venue, perhaps right close to here to the State Farm Center, maybe somewhere else. If hockey goes through and they have an arena in downtown, all that remains to be seen.
Yeah, everyone's kind of interested in what's next, but there's no telling. This one kind of came out of nowhere. There's no telling when the next one will pop up, but I was talking with Mike Turk afterward, and track uses some of the locker rooms at Huff when they're in their indoor season and competing across the street at the Armory, and he mentioned that that's a 100-year-old building, and part of the basement of Huff, where some of the support facilities like locker rooms and weight rooms are, it shows a little bit that it's a 100-year-old building. So I would think that one would be maybe towards the top.
Kevin Hambly used to say, though, he liked it that way. He would bring his potential recruits in and for volleyball and say, this is the worst part of our program. And if they were still interested after he showed him the Huff Hall facilities, he knew it was a player he wanted, because he knew they weren't there for the flash. They were there for the program itself, the experience they had.
Well, I'm sure Chris Thomas wouldn't mind some upgrades to Huff. And I would imagine that basketball is probably due something new as well. Believe it or not, I mean, Ubbin is 20 years old at this point, which seems hard to believe, but
state of the art when it came out, but it probably feels behind now. Speaking of Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball headed to the Sweet 16. They are making their way probably pretty soon, if they haven't left already, to Penn State, where they face Michigan State in the Sweet 16. And then if they win, that would be in the regional final against either Penn State or Mizzou. And Chris Thomas talking about facing Michigan State for a second time, a team they lost to once this year.
The advantages are, in this scenario, I think we're playing them on a neutral floor. We didn't get a chance to play them here at home, which you would like to do. You would like to actually maybe play them your third time, but just to see what, you know, apples to apples, oranges to oranges. But I think, you know, the advantages are you get a time to adjust. I do not think we were playing our best volleyball back during that weekend. And Brandy was still coming back into the mix off her injury. So I feel that I like, you know, where we're at. I think, you know, we're kind of the underdog, you know, so to speak. And I think our team thrives in that a little bit. So I'm excited to face the challenge that Michigan State provides us.
Scott, Michigan State, probably a winnable match. Not a definite. They're very good this year. And they haven't always been the big powerhouse in the Big Ten. But something the Illini could do and get a ticket with probably Penn State. Don't honestly know much about Mizzou's volleyball program. Penn State has the number one seed, though, in the tournament this year. Probably not likely that Illinois volleyball gets out of this weekend, but stranger things have happened, and they could find their way in the Final Four.
Well, they weren't supposed to beat Washington at Washington in the second round, and you know, they did. You know, they pulled an upset there, and we'll have to pull two, you know, to make it to the Final Four, but the Michigan State match should be interesting. Michigan State is a very physical team, but that sort of just suits Illinois just fine. You know, with players like Allie Bastianelli and Jordan Poulter, you know, both very physical at the net. So on a neutral court, I think that's a pretty, I'd say, a more even, you know, matchup than facing the Spartans in East Lansing.
Well, let's turn our attention a moment here now to Austin Peay, the opponent tonight for Illinois basketball here at the State Farm Center, as we hear the Illinois women's basketball team wrapping up their practice here on the floor. They play tomorrow night against Indiana State. The Governors from Clarksville, Tennessee. Sounds like this matchup was made by Brad Underwood and his friend, the head coach of Austin Peay.
Yeah, and Matt Figger and Brad Underwood coached together at both Kansas State and then briefly at South Carolina before Underwood moved on to Stephen F. Austin. So they kind of come off of that same coaching tree, the Bob Huggins, Frank Martin, Brad Underwood tree at this point. But it's something, you know, Brad Underwood said, you'd see a lot of similarities between the two teams. I think just maybe in terms of, you know, the aggressive style of defense, just kind of how both coaches want their teams to get after on both ends of the court.
Well, Illinois coming off this three-game losing streak and a heartbreaking loss to Maryland. What would you like to see Illinois do tonight? I imagine they're going to be able to handle Austin Peay pretty well. I don't see anything on their schedule that comes out at you to say that this is a world-beating team. But Illinois needs to find a way to finish ball games. But I imagine they're not going to be in a tight one. At least that's probably not the plan come second half.
I mean, that's not the plan, but, you know what they say about the best laid plans. don't always work out that way. I think I'm more interested in how they start the game, because a 10-0 deficit against Maryland on Sunday, Brad Underwood still wasn't over that yesterday afternoon. I think that has stuck with him, just something that he did not like. So that'll be something to watch, and then just fewer of the shoot yourself in the foot mistakes. I would hope, I think, that Tijon Lucas wouldn't throw alley-oops to no one, essentially. But it just, those are the type of plays, maybe not that specifically, but that hurt Illinois really against Wake Forest, Northwestern, and Maryland in the three games that they could have, maybe those last two should have won.
Sports Talk here live from the State Farm Center. Scott Beatty and Scott Ritchie. I want to take a moment here to address something non-sports related but very important, because probably at some point in your life you have either dealt with addiction or dealt with somebody who is struggling with addiction. And so whether you're a parent, a friend, a coworker, a boss, or healthcare provider, it's important to know that the road to recovery is now more accessible than ever in Champaign County. Rosecrans has been a national leader in addiction for over 100 years. Along with mental health treatment, they've provided help, hope, lasting recovery to children, youth, adults, and families. Recovery from substance abuse and mental health disorders benefits everyone, the individual, the family, and the community. It can be scary to try and step into this, though, but you need to know your loved one or you can regain hope for a bright future that comes with recovery. It starts with day one. Guaranteed, they've seen it. They can help you. They know what to do. Rosecrans provides addiction treatment for teens and adults here in Champaign County. Help yourself or someone you love take the first step towards recovery. For information or treatment referral, call 217-398-8080 or visit rosecrans.org. Most insurance is accepted. Life's waiting. Fighting Illini game day coming up in just a moment from the State Farm Center. That'll do it for this Sports Talk.